podrumam. Ne pada na pamet i nikome ne zatrebam. Ljubav za mene ipak pretvrda, kao beton koji kužva se pod nogama.
Ljubav, u stvari sasvim nemoćna, dovoljan je dokaz, čitav svet se raspada.
Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, firstrow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, that, and the third. So far, it's just me this evening. I'm waiting on Noah the End Dog Melistravage and Kyle K. Henny Henderson, who appear to be stuck between dimensions. I haven't done this by myself in a very, very, very long time. We've got some George Benson in the background. I got this record in the used bin. Classic Breezin' for $2. Skipping a little bit there, but it's the way she goes on 101.5 UMFM. I'm just going to check the door as it's locked right now, so maybe the boys are they're waiting outside of the station. I'll be back in 30 seconds. No sign of Noah the End Dog Melistravage or Kyle K. Henny Henderson. I'm going to call Kyle right now and see what the heck's going on here.
Hello?
Kyle, what's going on?
I sent a message. I'm at work. I'm on my way. I was running late working.
Where? You're working?
Yeah, I'm working. No one's in the parking lot. I don't know why he's late.
Oh, that little bastard.
I know. But, yeah, I'm just
oh, I see him walking up right now.
What a bastard. All right, I'll be listening, guys. I'm just doing my last delivery here.
I see. What a nerd.
I'm broke, man. I gotta work. Sorry, I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Well, and there you have it, folks, on 101.5. Not much to report this week. We're at the halfway point of July, and I'm quite enjoying the summer, I gotta say. Having a lot of fun. We're gonna check out some... Let's get some music going here. We're gonna listen to some Georgia Ann Muldrow with Seeds on 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. plains, peaks of valleys, entrances, exits, vestibules and alleys. Winding roads that test the firm nerve. Fortune or fatal behind the blind curve. The engine on her lights flash to a blur. Speed work through the earth, make your motor go skirt. Tonight at noon, watch a bad moon rising. Identities in crisis and conflict diamonds. Blinding, staring at lights till they crying. Bone gristle popping from continuous grinding. Grapes of wrath in a shapely glass. Ingredients influential on your ways to act. Zero tolerance to raise the tax. It don't matter how your gates is latched. You ain't safe from the danger, Jack. Made a way before they made the map. Or a GPS, this is DEF.
I know where I'm going even when it's dark and being led down that road. You don't see that something's wrong. Earth's spinning out of control. Everything's for sale, even souls. Someone get God on the phone. North side, nigga, south side.
Between the greenhouse gases and earth spinning off its axis, got Mother Nature doing backflips. The natural disasters, it's like 80 degrees in Alaska. You in trouble if you're not in Onassis. It ain't hard to tell if the conditions is drastic. Just turn on the telly, check for the news flashing. How you want it, bag, paper, or plastic? Lost in translation or just lost in traffic? Yo, I don't want to floss, I done lost my passion. And I ain't trying to climb, yo, I lost my traction. They making me break my contents. Under pressure, do not shake. I'm working while the boss relaxing. Here comes Mr. Taxman. He leaving a fraction. Give me back some. Matter of fact, next paycheck, it's like that, son. I fuck around and have to hurt a few men. They probably talk it up as a disturbing new trend. Hello.
I know where I'm going even when it's dark and being led down that road.
Hello, hello, hello.
You don't see that something's wrong. Earth's spinning out of control.
Hello, hello, hello.
Everything's for sale, even souls. Someone get God on the phone. North side, nigga, south side. Shit's popping off worldwide.
Should I say hello? Or should I say that? Hell is low. Am I a nigga or a niggero? I'm an African American. They sell drugs in the hood, but the man, he moved the medicine. He'll prescribe you all men for everything. A little stuffy nose, tell you get some Claritin. You know I'm hip to it. And it's hard to claim the land when my great-great-great-grands were shipped to it. Look at technology, they call it downloading. I call it downsizing, somebody follow me. Does a computer chip have an astrology? And when it fuck up, could it give you an apology? Should I say hello, or should I say goodbye? Try to understand how smart and how hood am I. It don't matter though, until we learn that the world don't turn right. We all ought to scatter though.
I know where I'm going even when it's dark and being led down that road.
Hello, hello, hello.
You don't see that something's wrong. Earth's spinning out of control.
Hello, hello, hello.
Everything's for sale, even souls. Someone get God on the phone.
Nice again, acting pussies like Mycelin. So I pretend to be something that your agent got me laughing to the fucking bank. And plus, I do you something stank.
Nigga.
I'm bad to the bone now.
Nah.
I sit the gristle fucking the squeeze on niggas. So fuck Mr. Whipple, lift your nipple on my ear.
Yeah.
Baby girl, it might
hit. Come on.
I drink OE like Fred G. Drake the Ripple. Word to draw. Niggas wanna play hard rock for doses. That shit got to go. I cock back, sack the flow. Power core. Now hook him to the respirator. Clip the shit back to his hip. Wally vision in the escalator. Now play the humble in the tunnel with the bright light at the end of it. Word is born, time to end the shit.
Here we go. Here we go. Yo, time to get dope.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is, y'all. That's how it go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yo, time to get dope.
That's how it is, y'all. That's how it go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yo, time to get dope.
That's how it is, y'all. That's how it go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yo, time to get dope.
That's how it is, y'all. That's how it go.
Guess who's next up the flex? No need to introduce. We hold it down the spot. That's like the pimps to one of 40 deuce. So here's the story. Kid, you bore me. Don't ignore me. You're getting killed in my territory. You think you're clever, son, but you're never, son. Gonna get a chance to fucking taunt me like Edison. I think you better run, cause I'm coming at ya. And what the fuck you gonna do when I catch ya? You little bastard, you get that ass hit. When I blast it, you're gonna end up in the fucking casket. I kicks the mad shit, I come to show the flow. You're fucking with a pro, but yo, I guess by now you know. So
here we go,
here we go.
Yo, time to get dope.
That's how it is, yo.
That's how it is.
stumbling. Cause when I'm on the track, I'm never whack when I be rumbling. Like this, like that. I'm fatter than the fattest. Niggas wish to have it. Then on my side, the fucking baddest. Yeah. You got some status, but yo, you're just a pussy. I fuck your girl, I make you do the wild tussie. You need protection when in my section. For the injection, the number one in my fucking collection. I blast off like a rocket, so don't knock it. Till you try it, I come deep like a riot. You can't deny it, I keep it on lock. A 40 in the blunt, motherfucker, and you don't stop. I'm on the scene with the nicotine puff. I got you clean and make your fucking spleen rupture. Nice with the ways, it's the days, axe niggas. I know a lot of rap figures and push a crack niggas. Perhaps whack niggas need to play the back step. I got styles for days, but styles ain't even had yet. I'm super fly, hating, but never violate me. Used to smoke a pound a week, but I've been getting higher lately. Rhymes say his knee prayers. The sniper's getting hot when you make the sign of the cross. X marks the spot. L clips to my lips with my niggas to my side. 380 sash in the 325. Oops, I'm at the 8 now. Beast think I push more rock than Mr. Slate. I'm fat like Ricky Lake.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yo, it's time to get dope.
Come on,
that's how it is, yo. That's how we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yo, it's time to get dope. That's how it is, yo. That's how we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yo, it's time to get dope. That's how it is, yo. That's how we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yo, it's time to get dope.
I eat with the funk, I sleep with the funk, I live
begin to let the brains blow if you grin. Let it begin, let it begin. Let the madness begin to let the brains blow if you
Ayo,
grin.
Run for your guns, me and son coming through. Rock, rock you and your crew, fuck the boys in blue. This bebop town around these grounds, they don't roam. Cause we send them home with drays and slugs in their dome. Blown out the frame by the rock, Mr. Flipster. Shit's helter skelter, where's the inflixter?
Right by your side with my eyes on the posse. What? I see Duke getting ready, said he wanna drop.
Word.
Plus he claimed he can burn me up in rap skit.
Shit, take it to his grill, ask the punk what he feel.
Fuck.
Two to his cheek, cause he weak, so's his jaw. What? Nigga play the cell frontin' like he hard to the core. More I hear pussy talk, more I want flipsy. Okay. I got enough slugs for your mob in my clip. Strip to your drawers, run your dough and your jewels. Tools cocked, it ain't April 1st, but I'm breaking full. One punk niggas test rockers like touch alive. Why you catch a shot till you're not? From a Glock that I pop, you the one that with the rock. Bad the duck, dumb fucks, you're by the luck. You got caught by the rock.
First of all, niggas don't know Jack, my flow's fat. So fat, my gats splat at niggas who claim that my shit's whack. You don't know, I thought you knew it. Too late, bitch, you blew it. Now I'ma bang your shit up like I was Lennox Lewis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 niggas. Oh shit, where's my 9? Mill, I drill, find skills into your men to block. I hit your tempo hot, become gentle, not. You must mistake me for a sucker type. A motherfucker might lose his life, cause I'm trifling the night.
Aight, let the madness begin and let it begin. Let the madness begin and let the brains blow with your
What's
grin.
What's the deal, nigga? Set it off in the dark. I spark marks when the big rock flips the art. The raw rapper jaw tapper ruck is kicking wicked. Keep it real, my click roll thick like acidics. Plus, I'll be there like Jackson, breaking your backs and axing. Who want more? That's where my gats been. So chump, chill for my pump kill. You wanna ill still? Ruck knock out your front grill. The lyrical whatever, cause whatever is lyrical, I bring forth thoughts beyond those are physical. Raps get deep when I mac with my peeps. You yapping by beef, you get clapped in the streets, bitch. This nigga Ruck is fucking crazier than 10 niggas. I send niggas to hell, throw them my rounds and then I bend niggas. So what? Pussy, bring it on. Word is born, Sean got songs that's mad strong.
We let the madness begin. Let it begin, let the madness begin. And let the break blow with your grin. Let it begin, let it begin. Let the madness begin. And let the break blow with your grin. Another nigga bluff. Punk fuck discussion when you see me get the snuff. You're sweet as muffins. Them mom dudes bake that break. Yeah, my Timberlands make everything from your head to your North Lakes ache. So take your monkey ass to the rear. Toe to toe, a blow for blow, we can swear. Yeah, my brass knuckles make your knees buckle. What do I label niggas flat out on they back? Then a slut to who knows what you seem to be a dean gastro. But you can keep it moving for what beat your gas dash. You punk bastard, you could get the gas quick. Roll your ass, kick that dry shit. Your lips spit, get the chapstick. Over a fat dick and that's it. Help the skelter, letting the brains blow. And that's if we let the madness begin. We let it begin, let the madness begin. And let the brains blow with your grin. Let the madness begin. Let the brains blow with your grin. Let the madness begin. Let it begin. Let the madness begin. And let the brains blow with your grin. Let the madness begin. Let it begin. Let the brains blow with your grin. Let the madness begin. Let the madness begin. Let the madness begin. And let the brains blow with your grin. We let the madness begin. We let the brains blow with your grin.
Let the brains
make way for the dreads and the rose. Cause we let the brains blow.
Thank you.
somewhere far away in the universe is a radio station so powerful that everyone in the entire universe listens. This, That, and the Third. Featuring your host, Brendan the Handyman McLean, and his co-host, Noah the N-Dog Melistravich, and Kyle K. Henney. Buckle up and stand up, Winnipeg, because it's time. Turn up your radios for This, That, and the Third.
And here we are, 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, That,
and the Third.
We've got Noah the N-Dog Melistravich in the house.
We indeed we do.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
And there you have it. Kyle, you wanna tell the people out there what that was all about?
I was doing some deliveries. I'm back on the DoorDash grind. It's been a while. I took about 3 months off work after the geology work.
Oh, yes.
Spent all my money and...
Sorry, I didn't mean your personal life. We can go there. I was talking about the intro.
Oh, the intro. I thought you were asking why I was late.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. You want to explain? I explained to the people out there that you guys were maybe stuck between dimensions.
That's accurate.
And when
That's
we were talking,
accurate.
That was on air.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So everyone's
well, everyone knows
up.
Then. Oh, yeah. Oh, I wasn't sure. I didn't
everybody
know we were
knows.
On air.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. All right. Well, yeah, that intro was, that was me.
That was you.
That was me. So I recorded my voice. And I threw it through Suno, the AI thing.
Okay.
And it gave me that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the AI thing. Like, you can't... I don't know. It's super polished.
It's really...
For shit like that, I think it's cool.
Yeah, for things like that, like, I don't really like it for... Like, I can't really see... Playing
you're
songs
playing
on the radio.
Funny songs that you, but you
they're
know.
Not radio worthy. Though, yeah. In my opinion, they're not consumable. Like
right.
they're more jokes with friends. But for promos, like yeah, that came out really well. Like
yeah,
that sounds
pretty solid.
Sounds great.
There you have it.
Yeah. So remember to buckle up and stand up, Winnipeg.
Buckle up and stand up.
Yes.
How does one stand up after buckled up?
This is we're a wacky show. You know.
That's like, right. It's like when you're on the G-Force.
Yeah, yeah,
buckle
you are
up.
Buckled and standing, so yeah. It's kind of like a G4. Yeah, good call.
Holy crap! But yes, so you're a working man.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, back doing the grocery delivering.
Nice.
Yeah, I probably should have been doing it during the last few months instead of just going to Vegas and spending all my money.
Ah.
But hey.
Live and learn. You have fun on those trips?
Yeah, they're great, and I'm hoping to go back in a couple months once I save up again.
Nice.
Yeah. Can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
I saw you point at Noah.
Oh, yeah, he was just...
He was something he said that was funny.
I said, but hey.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He giggled because that's what AI says. When you talk to, like, an AI thing.
Yeah.
They're always like, but hey.
What? It was more so when you used to ask to get stand-up jokes. That was like a style of stand-up that the AI would constantly...
Yes,
every
it would
new
make,
joke would...
It would make
but hey!
It would make a cheesy joke and then it'd be like, but hey! Like, and it's just like it kept repeating that. Yeah. World of AI. Yeah.
I wonder what that's... If you were to like write me a, you know, a stand-up set in the style of like Norm Macdonald or something or...
So they've done it. There's actually an entire... George Carlin stand-up special online that is written and performed by AI.
Weird.
That sounds exactly like George Carlin. Sounds exactly like stuff he would talk about. And it is very strange.
Yeah, it's called I'm Glad I'm Dead.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. It's not as good as the act.
It's of course not as good, but it is shockingly good.
It's very, very much feelings like his style. You know, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. like that's kind of... Like a generic thing that he would have said, but super weird.
Yeah.
Did you, okay, so Noah was talking about on the weekend, you guys went out to the The Thing.
Comedy festival. Thing.
Comedy festival, yes.
Saw Dr. Phil.
How was it?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really good. So we actually went... So it was really cheap to get in there. It was only $15-$20 by the time the show rolled around that we were going to.
Oh, cool.
But we still opted on sitting outside of the venue because you can still get a clear view. Mm-hmm. There was no shade inside.
Mm.
And, you know, we like to partake a little bit in some herbs.
The herbs?
You
can't
bring your
herbs
shows.
In there?
I mean, people did, but I just, you know, I don't want to have to deal with looking over my shoulder or anything. So we were just...
Ah, yes.
But mainly just there was some shade there. We were going to bring the dog, but it was too hot. But it was great.
Yeah, man, that was
It was a
really
hot day, man. It was
how many people do you reckon were there?
I'm bad with numbers, but I don't know.
The way the fence was, like, I couldn't really gauge too well how many people were inside. But there was a lot of people that were also, like, sitting outside the fence.
Yeah.
And watching.
Hundreds and hundreds of people inside, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was sold out for the evening show for Matt Rife, but I didn't go to that one.
Okay.
You know Matt Rife?
Just only through you guys talking about him.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aziz?
I wanted to go on Saturday night. I missed it. Aziz was on Saturday night with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
It would have been good. But I saw the one I really wanted to see was Adam Ray as Dr. Phil. And,
Checkmark.
Great. Yeah, it was awesome. He went out into the crowd. He actually found a joint in the crowd and smoked it on the stage with a fan.
Wow.
It was quite funny. As Dr. Phil.
Who was here last year? It was like, Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, I was at that one. I saw Theo.
It was an old,
There's other people. Oh, Martin Short last year was here last year. That was really good. And, John Mulvaney.
Who's that guy with the orange hair?
Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Bill Burr was here, I think, 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, Noah and I, we saw Louis C.K. when he came to Winnipeg in the front row of
That's
the
right. Burr. I remember you telling me that.
I don't know if I've said that on the air here, but that was a hell of an experience.
We ate I was eating popcorn. Trying to eat popcorn.
We couldn't.
That's risky, man. Hey, front row seats.
Popcorn? We had to bail on the popcorn.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't even do it.
You cannot eat. We got popcorn and a drink, and then we sat in the front, and like...
Each crunch is so loud, and he looks at you.
He looks right at you. The act looks right at you, and it's like, it feels weird that you're eating popcorn, being
put
on a show for me. Entertain me, you know?
I envy the people who can pull that kind of thing off.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to a movie theater, and it's totally quiet, and just... By the way, my dad and I went to see the new Jackass thing.
So you did. I want to know, so what'd you think?
I thought, you know what, man? I just love Jackass.
Yeah.
So it was entertaining. It was cool that they had some unreleased stuff. Like
they did.
That, I guess his first stunt ever was that where he shoots himself with the gun. He's got, like, the vest on. I think that was, like, kind of got the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Because they no one would publish that except in some skate magazine or something.
Yeah.
But really interesting scene was skit was clearly intended for Jackass 4, and Bam was there with the snakes. So they had a scene that included Bam from, like,
so
before that all that stuff went down and booted him off.
So did they not show Bam in that room? Like, that room and them turning off the lights and the snake and toppling it over and all that they did, that was in another Jackass already.
Nope.
100%.
Not that one.
I'm pretty sure that was not new. That was old.
Dude.
That was old. I even looked that up.
No. Johnny Knoxville he didn't have any hair dye, gray hair. That was intended for the... I'm going to stick to this, man. I think that would have been intended for the fourth one.
Huh.
Before the
I just, like,
reboot.
I've already...
Poopies, all those new guys were there, too.
Yeah. It was in the fourth one. Or maybe it was in 4.5. But either way, like, I have seen that room where they turned off all the lights and they threw snakes on guys and they cattle prodded them. And
Dude,
with the night vision?
We'll have to look it up. Yeah.
We'll have to look it up.
We'll have to settle this.
Yeah, we'll figure it out on
this. But yeah, there were some, like you said, some skits and some...
Yeah,
like the car.
I'm wondering
that
if
was
I...
kind of like paying tribute to Ryan Dunn.
Yep.
And that's a pretty wild skit.
You know, I'm wondering if I actually saw the movie. because I watched it online, some sort of cam or something, and it seemed to be spliced with things. I think it was a fake. Because, like, you're saying things like a car and Johnny Knoxville shooting himself.
Oh, you didn't even go to the theater.
No, I saw it. I saw a rip of it. I didn't go to the theater, man. No. I saw it online.
Ripping.
Yeah. I saw it, like, the day it came out. I just Googled it and got it.
Oh,
you're just ripping around.
So, yeah, I'd be curious, man.
I don't think because I was wondering. I was like, man, this seems like.
And you were like, yeah, man, that movie, it's no good.
Yeah, I thought I said I watched it online. Yeah, it seemed like it was like half the old movies spliced in there. But maybe it
was
a
bit of that.
There was.
Yeah, there totally was. Like, you're right, The Rocket.
The Rocket was, okay, maybe I saw it, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
they had some new ones, you know, they were lowering a guy on a crane.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I saw it, then I saw, at least I saw some scenes from it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. a lot of, dare I say, dicks.
Yeah.
A lot of nudity.
They leaned more towards
Pooping. Lots of poop.
The gross poopy humor, because the pain, I don't think, in their old age is in the cards as much.
Although,
you know?
When he got rocked by that bull.
Dude,
You can see his head smack the ground. Like, that dude's, I think that's probably like.
He knew that was his last one, so he wanted it to be.
No.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Anyways. Oh, man. We got 15 minutes. Let's play some music. Noah and I were talking about Protest the Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Because they released a new album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And did you listen to the whole thing?
No, not the whole thing. Just one track.
Wow. They're still shredding, eh?
Still going.
Yeah,
I don't think they'd get tired. They shred so much.
And I was thinking, should we just play an old one?
Off Kazaya.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should.
Everyone needs to hear
literally any track off of that album is.
Blindfolds aside.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
This one has like a cool outro to it.
There's two versions of it, right?
Yeah. This will be the longer one.
Cool.
All right. Well.
Yep.
On this.
That.
And the third.
Yeah.
precipitated with the no one's response. Thank you.
you're kind of like your turtles are in the tank and they're swimming. This is what the song is giving to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's
aquatic.
Yeah, it's late at night, the lights are dimmed, and it smells.
Maybe like a lava lamp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I be chillin'. Yeah, it's vibes now. We all be chillin' and I'm about to slide down another ice cube into my throat. My stomach's getting kind of weird feeling. So I'm a, you know.
All right. Fire.
That wasn't very good. It's, I kind of, oh well, you don't always do good. It's okay.
And we're back all on right. 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This!
That!
And the third.
Yes, thank you for that.
I tried, you know, it's... But I should have talked about escargot or something like that.
It's a very mystical, kind of mystical, like magical beat.
I whipped this up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounded cooler to me in the headphones. But like I said, I'm just having fun with that that Roland SP-404.
It's great.
But it's got like a kind of a drunken underwater thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. I totally see that. I was going to say like the bubbly beer... sort of brown, translucent.
Like a murky water.
Yeah, oh yeah. But wait, but now it's switching it up.
Yeah, I can't take credit. This is George Benson.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Well?
Got his, over the course of the evening, we've been listening to this record. Breezin'.
Breezin'?
Such a vibe.
Yep.
Breezin'. What do you think that means?
Reason. By the way, our theme tonight was, can we even claim a theme after? I don't know.
Well, let's do it. We have a minute.
What's written in here is working, because that seemed to be Noah came in saying he's been working, and you've been working. Everyone's working.
Working. Is that W-O-R-K or is it W-E? Working, like twerking.
Working.
Twerking and working.
Twerking and working.
That's a little more accurate, I think. Especially Noah on the break, you were up on the table doing that.
I don't think anything that I've done.
N-Dog the Stallion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a couple attributes, like. But anyways, I've been known to, need. Wait, so horses need the horseshoes, right? That's kind of interesting.
Is this Words of Wisdom?
No.
Yeah, right. We're cutting it close here. Words of Wisdom.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Okay, well, I think it's important to try and have a good day instead of, like, just be negative all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, for real. Maybe Words of Wisdom sounds a little aggressive. Today. Sounds directed.
We all make the choice whether to just be miserable or not. So, like, you know.
So if everyone else would just stop being huge pricks.
Yeah, for real. No, that is wisdom right there.
Think on that for a bit.
You heard it here first, folks, on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
We shall see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
You are listening to the University of Manitoba's radio station, CJUM, 101.5 FM, your hit-free radio station in Winnipeg.